hopefully you can hear me. We're just at the end of the Gary Gort stage outside Kerry. Can you let her run up a hill here to get a bit of signal? But it looks as if up this event is going to be cancelled because there has been an incident in there. And obviously with social media and different involved in the accident with Gary McPhillips and his navigator Paul Sheridan. Both are okay. There was a bit of a delay. They've had enough in Gary Gort. Both are out of the car and both are okay. So it looks as if stage 7 may be cancelled now. But thankfully, Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan are both okay. That's the most important thing. Ahead of that, the cars did come out of the stage. Gary Jennings was the quickest. He'd done a time of 5 minutes. 56.4 for Gary Jennings. That has increased his advantage unofficially to 19.2 seconds. We see it unofficially over Donna Kelly, who had some problems there. Donna Kelly had a time of 6 minutes, 12 seconds for Donna Kelly. We didn't get his 10th because they were out of the car, checking the back of the car. The reason for that was they did have an overshoot and they've got a problem with the back of the driver's side of that Ford Focus WRC. They, of course, lost a lot of time in there. Round about, we're looking at it here, 14 seconds or so, or 15 seconds, 16 actually, as I look at it, I'm telling as I'm looking down at my sheet here, around about 16 seconds they lost in that stage. It's out now to 19.2 is the difference between Gary Jennings and Donna Kelly. As for Declan Boyd, they had a very good time in there, 6 minutes, 5.6 seconds for Declan Boyle. A good time there. So 9 minutes off the pace of Jennings, but he's starting to get the hang of this wee Ford Fiesta. And Declan now currently sitting about 10 seconds adrift to Donna Kelly. Another story coming out of Gary Gort. Disappointing stage for Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty. 7 minutes, 8.7 seconds was the time. The reason for that, they had a puncture in there. The Omaha man, along with Kenny McKinstry, of course, who owns the car, and the co-driver and a few others, changing the wheel at the end of the stage. And they had a puncture. They must have drove a number of kilometres with that puncture because they lost a lot of time. 7 minutes, 8.7. That's going to drop Leonard now down a couple of places in the overall standings. Derek McGarty, 6 minutes, 17.2 for McGarty. A steady run there. And Darrell Reardon and Tony McDade, 6 minutes, 19.8 for O'Reardon. And he was complaining that the tyres, they're using too soft a compound. They're going to have to wait the service to get those changed. But O'Reardon doing a 6.19.8. And that's the only times we have from Stage 7 because we were waiting on Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan to come out of the Gary Gort stage, don't we? But we have got word from the stage that the stage was blocked. But more importantly, Gary McPhillips and Paul Sheridan are both okay. They're both out of the car and they're both okay. There is a hold up here in 7 and looks as if Stage 7 is going to be scrapped.
In that situation, Oisin, I beg your pardon, just for those who may not be aware, does that mean any all times are cancelled then? So if this stage is cancelled and it's on to Stage 8 then?
Well, my understanding is that the Gary Jennings will get the time on the stage in, or Gary McPhillips, excuse me. Then the times then from Gary McPhillips back will get the same time as the last man who came off the stage was Dara O'Reilly. That's my understanding of it. Now, there is different rules and rallies for different scenarios, but my understanding of it at the moment, but that may change later, and the actual stage may be cancelled, and the times may not be included at all. But there was only, six or seven cars that we've seen come through the end of the stage here. But as we see it on officially, Greg, at the top of the leaderboard, after Stage 7, we'll go with what we have. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in their Subaru WRC have now increased their advantage out to around 19 or 20 seconds over Donna Kelly and Kevin Flanagan. Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle have closed the gap to 10 seconds on the second place crew. McGarty looks to be up to fourth. O'Reardon fifth. And Seamus Leonard has dropped down the order now to possibly sixth or seventh position following that puncture. So that's the unofficial top standings after Stage 7 of the International. Chris Ashmore is at the end of Knockalla. The sun is shining down here outside Kerry Keelan and the Rathmullen and Milford areas this morning. And I'm sure there'll be big crowds in there in Knockalla. And that stage starting very, very soon. Chris will have an update from the end of Knockalla, and then we'll be getting driver reactions that come into service at the Milford later on as well. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a long day. Hopefully the weather will hold out, but you can, of course, follow all the action live in Highland in association with the Pulse Nightclub. Back to you, Greg.